In 3, 2, 1, hello, Borgen Project volunteers. The House Appropriations Committee approved its fiscal year 2025 State Foreign Operations Appropriations Bill. It provides $51.7 billion for America's diplomatic and development agencies and programs, and that's 11% below this year's level. Adding funding for international food assistance provided through the House Agriculture Appropriations Bill, and the small amount for international programs provided through the House Commerce, Justice, and Science Appropriations Bill, the fiscal year 2025 international affairs budget receives a total of $52.7 billion, 20% below the administration's request. And just a reminder that the agriculture appropriations, that includes Food for Peace and the McGovern-Dole International Education and Child Nutrition Program. In addition, the House Committee also cut by 23% the International Development Finance Corporation's administration expenses. Now, the DFC helps mobilize private capital and investment in the developing world and offers an alternative to China's often aggressive posture. So we have not heard yet from the Senate, and clearly there's going to be a huge gap between the two authorizations, so the sausage making continues. The difference between 10.2% and 9.6% may not seem like a lot, but it's a disappointing slide backward in USAID's high-profile push to localize its work. The 9.6% represents the proportion of eligible agency dollars that were channeled towards local groups last year, and that's down from 10.2% the year prior. USAID Administrator Samantha Power made a bold pledge in 2021 to direct a quarter of the agency's fund to local organizations by 2025. The latest numbers show USAID has a long way to go. World Bank President Ajay Banga talked a lot about climate. One of his first moves upon entering the top job last year was to introduce a new climate-oriented vision statement for the bank, and that centered on creating a poverty-free world on a livable planet. He committed to spending 45% of the bank's annual financing on climate-related projects, up 10% from the previous year. And he announced a 2030 plan to provide affordable electricity to 250 million people across Africa. Despite that, some civil society groups are very unhappy, especially those who want the World Bank to stop investing totally in climate-harming fossil fuels and methane-emitting livestock. Amid discussions among the African Development Bank's annual meeting in Nairobi, Kenya, was the replenishment cycle of the Africa Development Fund. With a target of $25 billion, the fund is rallying for unprecedented support to bolster aid-related projects across vulnerable regions of Africa. The current replenishment cycle saw decent growth, securing $8.9 billion in core ADF funding and $429 million for climate initiatives. But wealthy donor countries, France, the United Kingdom, and the United States, are confronting angry domestic voters during an election cycle, and foreign assistance is not a particularly popular issue for many of these voters. Staying in Africa, Didi Okonkwo-Iweala, and I apologize for the pronunciation. She is a seasoned entrepreneur, agriculture expert, and nonprofit leader from Nigeria, was appointed the new leader of ONE, an advocacy organization that's dedicated to ending extreme poverty and preventable diseases. She will be the first African leader of this high-profile organization that was started by U2's frontman Bono, but is now undergoing serious major reorganization issues. There's many things to digest. We live in turbulent times, and I look forward to speaking with you next month.